This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukraine said Tuesday its troops had advanced further into Russia's Kursk region and now controls 74 settlements after launching a surprise cross-border incursion a week ago. Ukrainian forces entered Kursk last Tuesday and have taken dozens of settlements in the biggest attack by a foreign army on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian military chief Oleksandr Sursky said Monday his troops controlled about 1,000 square kilometers of Russian territory. The U.S. announced on Tuesday it has approved billions of dollars more in weapons sales to Israel amid threat of a wider war in the Middle East. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
Major General Pat Ryder, the chief spokesperson for the U.S. Defense Department, told reporters Tuesday the United States is not looking to engage in offensive operations despite beefing up its posture in the Middle East.
Our focus is on de-escalating the situation. We have put these additional capabilities into the region to enable us, as I highlighted, to protect our forces, but also to support the defense of Israel should it be attacked.
Join VOA's Flashpoint as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia.